If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
Diwa joins me now. Nice to have you, Diwa. Good morning.
Thank you, Paul. It's great to be here. This is an interview that I've been wanting to do for a few weeks, because he was imprisoned. I think he spent about 3 or 4 weeks in prison already. And I've been, reached out to his wife, who is obviously, as you can imagine, distraught, very busy. And it was difficult to line something up, but we did manage just to have a very short chat with her this week. And unfortunately, as you said, I don't have a show, so it'll be great to play it here on Breakfast.
So we're talking about Sam Malia, who's 33 years old, Pudsey in Leeds, and he's been accused of running far-right network 100-handers from his home, and he's printed stickers, I believe, which really doesn't sound too dramatic in any which way. You're talking to his wife, Laura Towler, about why he's in jail? What?
That's right. I won't tell you the whole story because you'll have to listen to it from her mouth, but the whole thing is crazy because he didn't even do anything illegal. And she'll say this. He was sentenced for his intention to cause trouble, to encourage other people to be hateful. That was what they sentenced him for. So it was essentially a thought crime.
Yeah, like in the Orwellian sense.
Absolutely, that was it. And he was sent to prison, basically, they claim, as a deterrent to stop other people from committing similar thought crimes.
Sounds like the UK have lost their marbles.
It's a completely insane ruling. Thankfully, everyone is up in arms about this. And that's, I guess, a good thing. But the downside really is that there's been no noise around them potentially commuting his sentence or letting him out early. You know, he's got a young family. His wife's 8 months pregnant. He's got a toddler, and he's going to be spending like the rest of the year in prison, at least.
We'll hear the interview in just a moment. I've read through some of what the stickers had to say. Things like reject white guilt, nationalism is nurture. And it kind of goes on in that way. None of it jumped out to me, I have to say, as anything sensational at all.
No, I believe he had 300 different stickers. The ones that they cited, I believe, as being the most offensive were the ones where he was saying that the Labour Party was supporting Muslim rape gangs, where he was saying that the English people were going to become a minority in their own country. And basically they said, you're not allowed to say these things because it may cause people to get violent if you talk about this.
Wow. Okay. And arguably what he says is kind of correct.
Well, they didn't sentence him for not telling the truth. You know, they didn't say, oh, these are things are lies. They just said, no, you had the wrong thoughts. You had the wrong intentions when you made them.
Okay. So let's hear your interview then now with Laura Towler, and we'll come back on the end of it and find out what folk can do if they want to help or get in contact with this family.
Thank you for taking a little bit of your precious time to respond to these questions. I know it's difficult for you at the moment, especially with your young baby and being 8 months pregnant and your husband in prison. Could you please tell us a little bit about yourself and what happened to your husband? Please just give us a short overview of the situation, the court case, what he was convicted for, and where he is now.
So my name is Laura, and I work at Patriotic Alternative with my husband, Sam Melia, who's in charge of the Yorkshire region, and Mark Collett, who runs the organisation. We're a community building and activism group based in Britain, and we are obviously a nationalist organisation. So my husband was arrested 3 years ago, and it triggered this big thing that's lasted for 3 years, that eventually went to court this year in January, where he was found guilty of distributing written material with the intention to stir up racial hatred. The prosecution said that all of the stickers that he published on the internet were legal, but he was convicted of his intentions when he published the stickers. So basically his thoughts behind publishing stickers that were legal. The prosecution also said that the truth is no defence in court. So if you can prove that all of these stickers are true, that's no defence. And also they said that there had been no crimes or no incidents of hate or violence or anything like that that come from the stickers. So basically, truthful stickers, legal stickers, and no crimes committed. But my husband was convicted and sentenced to 2 years in prison for his intentions behind publishing these stickers. So they're basically saying that he's a bad person, even though he didn't break the law. Therefore, we're going to send him to prison anyway. He's currently in prison in HMP Leeds, and the most that he will serve will be 12 months in prison, because you usually do half of your sentence in prison and then half out. However, if he behaves himself, he could be out in maybe about 8 months or something. He was also, when he was convicted of the intentions, he was also convicted of encouraging racially aggravated criminal damage. And that sounds like quite a serious crime, but it was actually just stickers on lampposts. So not doing them himself, but encouraging other people to put stickers on lampposts.
Who came to your defence, and what has the support been like for Sam and your family? And have there been any free speech advocates conspicuously absent?
Yeah, basically everyone's defended Sam. There's lots of nationalist and patriotic organisations in Britain who don't really get on, but everyone's spoken out about it. Like, I can't think of anyone who's not supported Sam, really, because it's just a ridiculous crime, you know, to build a profile on someone and then say this is evidence of their intentions when it's not. I think people understand the ramifications for them, because if they could do this to Sam, they could do it to any of us. They can, you know, misrepresent a couple of cherry-picked messages that you've said 6 or 7 years ago, where you've used a racial slur in a private chat, and be like, look, you're such a bad person. So I think people understand that this law is written so open to interpretation that it could be used against anyone. And they're only going against nationalists and patriots when they do target people. They're not using them on other, you know, like left-wing or like communist people or anything. So literally everyone has come to his defence, even people like Tommy Robinson, Britain First, Anne-Marie Waters, who, you know, as I said, we don't typically get on with. Even Alex Jones, you know, some really big names have come out in support of him, which has been great. Lots of people have said that they don't agree with all of the stickers, but they still think that he should have the right to say them, which is admirable for people to take that stand. And even more sort of mainstream pundits and channels like GB News, people like Darren Grimes and Lotus Eaters and stuff, they're speaking out against it as well. So a lot of the big names in free speech have come out. However, there's a couple that haven't said anything yet. Maybe it's a little bit too controversial for them, but they are getting pestered a lot to say something, so we'll see if they do.
The sentence seems very excessive. What was the reason given, and why is it really worse than many violent offences? Do you also have some hope for an early release?
Yeah, the sentence is very excessive. The judge could have suspended the sentence and sent him home, but he said that he was going to sentence him to immediate custodial time to act as a deterrent to other people with the same beliefs. So it's not that Sam's crime is so serious that he has to be taken away from the public. And in fact, the probation report said that Sam had no likelihood of reoffending and wasn't likely to hurt the public in any way, but they sent him down as a deterrent to other people. Like I said, he should hopefully be out by the autumn, so hopefully he'll be out before Christmas, but we'll see.
And lastly, what can listeners here in New Zealand do to help out? Is there anything else you'd like people to know about?
Well, if you have been following the case, and if you disagree with the verdict and the conviction and the prison sentence, if this is not too cheeky, we would really love it if you would write a letter to Sam. He's in his cell for 22 hours a day. He gets 1 hour outside and 1 hour in the communal area. So if you could write a letter to him and just let him know what you, even if you disagree with him, just let him know what your thoughts are and just say, you know, I hope you are right, mate, or something like that. I'm sure he'd really appreciate it, because he says that those letters are basically getting him through. So if you go to the Patriotic Alternative website, there's a page on there called A Plan for Sam, and it's got his address on if you want to write him a letter. Or you can send him an email if you're in New Zealand. That will be cheaper and it will get there quicker as well. But yeah, thank you for taking the time to hear my story. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
So that's Laura Towler. And she is the wife of Sam Malia. who is currently in jail. It kind of blows me away, Diva, to hear that, I got to say.
I found it very shocking when I first heard it as well. Just very, very sad. And as she said in her interview there that, you know, it's probably, even if he gets an early release, she'll be lucky to get him back by Christmas.
Yeah. If people want to help contact the family for whatever reason, can they do that?
Yes, they can. She gave the reference to her website where you can find all the information. I think another good thing for the audience to do here is if you send your feedback into the Reality Check inbox, I'll get the team to put it all together and they'll send it to me, and then I will put them through the UK prison system all at the same time, because you do have to pay them like 10 cents to print out your email and actually bring it to prisoners. So if you want a message, I think it'll be easier if we kind of bulk send them together from RCR and all of our listeners. And the other option is to go through to the website.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom by simply visiting www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.